It's Monday, August 15th, 2022. I'm Michelle Rivera with KUNR News. Nevada Republicans called for unity within the party during Adam Laxalt's Basque Fry in Gardnerville over the weekend. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck reports.
Roughly 1,500 people gathered under the hot sun at a cattle ranch in rural Nevada. The fundraiser promoted Republican Adam Laxalt, a prominent 2020 election denier endorsed by former President Donald Trump. He's running in a competitive race against Democratic incumbent Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. Speakers and attendees called for supporting Republicans down the ballot, no matter what, like retired Army Captain Sam Brown. He lost to Laxalt during Nevada's primary election in June.
No two people are ever going to agree 100% on anything. And we need to just support people who are most closely aligned with us.
Other speakers included the South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem and Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who was met with more enthusiasm than local candidates. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News.
Officials in some parts of rural Nevada are vowing to bypass voting machines in favor of hand-counting ballots this November, and the Nevada Secretary of State's office is proposing statewide guidelines on how to do it. The communities pushing for hand-counting are in conservative rural parts of the state where election misinformation has grown. But four voting rights groups came out against the proposed rules Friday before the Secretary of State held a hearing seeking feedback. The groups, including the Brennan Center and ACLU Nevada, called on Nevada Secretary of State Barbara Sagavsky to ban the practice outright. Yesterday ended a two-day, 50-mile ultramarathon that started at the Yerington Paiute Reservation and ended at the Stewart Indian School in Carson City. KUNR's Gustavo Sagrero shares the goal was to honor the survivors and victims of Indian boarding schools.
The run was organized by Koo Stevens and his family, who started it last year when they heard about the mass graves of Indigenous children at a Canada school. Three generations ago, Stevens' great-grandfather, Frank Togo Quinn, ran away from the Stewart Indian School three times when he was just 8 years old.
It's to remember him and all the other kids that had to go through boarding schools, and you know, really, nobody should have had to.
The ultramarathon passed through a mix of terrain and up into the mountains between the Yerington Paiute Reservation and the school, which is now a museum. Olympic gold medalist Billy Mills, Chairman Amber Torres, Irving Jim, and top elected Nevada officials were there at the end of the route where they commemorated the run. Gustavo Sagrero, KUNR News.
Public school students head back into their classrooms across the region today amid widespread staff shortages. In Washoe County, there are 87 teacher vacancies and a substantial bus driver shortage. In addition to Washoe, the Carson City, Story County, and Churchill County school districts are also starting their school year. In total, that means around 75,000 students are getting back to learning after the summer off. And UNR will hold a reopening ceremony for Argenta Hall tomorrow, a little more than a week before fall classes start. The residence hall has been closed since July of 2019 after an explosion involving the building's boiler required remediation, construction, and building updates. The updates to Argenta include the redesign of a dining area, consolidated laundry rooms, new paint and carpeting, and individual study rooms on every floor. The total investment for the upgrade was around $78 million. Argenta Hall has eight stories and houses up to 750 students. Student move-in and dining in Argenta Hall will begin on Thursday. Michelle Rivera, KUNR News.